Russia's 2008 war with Georgia drew criticism from Western nations and troubled investors. It was fought over two breakaway regions of Georgia. War worries investors because it creates uncertainty and greater risk. Russia's 1998 default worried investors even more. Some vowed never to return to the nation that failed to repay billions of dollars in loans. But an expert on Ukraine and Russia at the investment advisory firm Motley Fool, Rich Smith, says investors eventually go wherever there is money to be made. He spoke via Skype.
U.S. oil companies were still investing in Russia. U.S. consumer goods companies were still selling things into Russia. So, you know, people have short memories. Big things happen in Russia, and they look very big in the short term. But then things get back to normal.
The founder of Hermitage Capital Management, William Browder, once had huge investments in Russia. He now says Russia's investment climate is terrible.
The rule of law doesn't exist there. Your property rights are completely non-existent. And so you could easily lose a lot of money before any of this stuff started happening.
Browder says his attorney, Sergei Magnitsky, was beaten in prison and died there. Magnitsky had accused Russian police of corruption. According to Browder, corrupt officials retaliated by accusing Magnitsky and Browder of millions of dollars in tax fraud. The case prompted Moscow to end U.S. adoptions of Russian orphans in retaliation for Washington imposing financial sanctions on Russian officials. Browder, now in London, says corruption is widespread in Russia. He has had to deal with a lawsuit and death threats from Moscow.
Will the government create such a hostile environment for businesses, for people, for geopolitics, that it's just impossible to go there and do business? And the way it's going right now, that could easily happen.
In the meantime, tensions over Ukraine are making the investment climate in Russia more complex and difficult. Washington is imposing new visa restrictions and financial sanctions on Russians and others it says threaten Ukraine. The European Union has frozen the assets of some former Ukrainian officials, while at the same time offering the country billions of dollars in aid. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.